Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Anybody making more than $400,000 will see a small to a significant tax increase. If you make less than $400,000, you won't see one single penny in additional federal tax.
All right, so that's the president speaking to George Stephanopoulos. Worth playing that. Did you hear what he said? Memorize that. No taxes for all of you making less than $400,000. Do you think that floats or not? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, some good news. IRS pushing the filing date to May 17th. Are you sweating out those taxes, worried about trying to juggle a couple of things to make it happen? I know that small businesses are the backbone of this country, and they've been crushed, cratered, pulled apart thanks to the pandemic. And though there is money that is available, there is paybacks with loans, et cetera, and then what the tax situation becomes. So this could be that extra flexibility that you need, because you will not be in any way penalized if you file on the 17th. How'd you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? It has come and gone, and that's it. A lot of the big parades didn't happen, of course, because of the pandemic, but people still celebrated, I think, in their own way. I saw a lot of people posting the green that they had on to let everybody know that if I was around humans, you couldn't pinch me because I've got something green. I had a hard time finding green. I had a jacket, sort of a faded, almost like an army jacket that I could wear. And so the dog was quite pleased that he didn't have to pinch me because I was wearing green. In all seriousness, I did eat a green donut, and oh, I paid for that sugar rush a little bit later. So it's come, it's gone, and this show, by the way, will be going and broadcasting from Ireland. We don't know when. It depends when things lift, etc. But that is in the future. It may be 2022, or maybe at the tail end of 2021. It was a sad day in Georgia, and we have to start with this because whenever you hear, well, here, shooting spree, you know, to me, what used to be safe zones, or you certainly weren't looking over your shoulder, work, school, when school was always in session, right? And places of worship. But 8 people were killed in Atlanta. And all because a 21-year-old allegedly was thrown out of his parents' house, was very emotional, because he was struggling with sex addiction. He described himself as a devout Christian. Well, this devout Christian went into a spa in Atlanta and just opened fire. And he killed 4 people. Then he went on to 2 other spas. He killed 8 people altogether. 6 of them happened to be Asian women. So the thought was that this is targeted because of what's been happening in the United States with some of these hate crimes. But he confessed to the killings when the police caught him. Which, by the way, they caught him because there was surveillance footage of him and his parents called it in. So they caught him. He told investigators about the sexual addiction. And he said he felt guilty and that these were places that he frequented that led to the addictions. So he's been charged in all 8 killings, 4 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated assault for the attacks in the northern suburb of Cherokee County, where the killing started and where he lives. And then in Atlanta, 4 counts of homicide in their city, where the other victims were killed. He's about, grew up about 30 miles rather, outside of Atlanta. So he's being held without bond, and he's going to make his first court appearance on Thursday. But it was, the good thing was that they had the surveillance video. and that they were able to just nail him on a highway. It was, didn't take them very long to find him because they had the plates, everything else, and they got the 9mm gun that was in his car. And, you know, the, it's the story that we hear over and over again, that, oh, he's a good guy, he's a great young man, he was active in the Baptist Church in Milton, which is another Atlanta suburb, and there's photos and videos of him on social media, people liked him, etc. And what motivates him to go and do that? And when he confessed, allegedly, he said that he was racked with guilt and that this was something that got under his skin, these spas, and that pushed him to go and do what he did. So very, very sad to see that. And, you know, you look at research, and we've had people on to talk about this before, and we found that mass killers and active shooters are usually male. Typically, they target places known to them and are fueled by grievances. And the grievances can involve attackers blaming others for their problems or otherwise perceiving some wrong. So that's the bottom line there. It doesn't do any good for the people who lost loved ones, because that's what he was motivated to do for whatever reason. So a very, very sad day in and around Atlanta. Other things that are happening and popping up that we talk about on this show is the NCAA tournament. Yes, it's true. People are still doing the bracket thing. Does it cut down on the amount of people doing the bracket thing because of not working in an office where normally everybody's running around saying, look, my grandmother, my aunt, everyone I know is playing it. Do you have $5? Do you want to be in the pool, the office pool? Somebody takes charge of it, and then they collect the dough, and the rest is history. And then people are scrambling to fill out brackets, and they're looking for upsets and cheat sheets and everything else they can possibly come up with, because they want to win the money in the end and have bragging rights. So we are close, because it happens on Thursday. What's interesting is, because of COVID, the entire tournament takes place in Indianapolis, and the people participating, of course, have to be negative COVID-19 tests and quarantine when they get there. That's why then they've already been doing that. It's one of the more unique events in March Madness history, and that makes sense, because it's crunch time, and it's to keep everything under one roof, so to speak. Or several roofs in Indianapolis, so you don't have all these various locations, which normally that would be a big, exciting deal. People would go and they would get tickets, and they would have the tournaments in various regions, and they still have them broken down in regions, but that changes, this changes what happens in the tournament from what normally would happen with the crowds, etc., and so a little bit different. But your favorite team might be on the road to the Final Four, and perhaps a national title, or maybe you don't know anything about the hoop and you're just filling out brackets. We're talking sports next as we hit the man cave.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Because I'm here, the Woman Cave. Somebody left the peanuts all over the floor, the shells. We've got to get a broom and sweep that up. It was a long day of trying to decide what was going to happen in the brackets. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my bracket because everybody keeps asking me. I will not just read off a bunch of teams for you. I'll just give you some of my teams, and I'll give you my final four and who I think is going to win the whole thing. And you know what? Don't copy me. It's not going to get you anywhere, right? I did do some research on it, but what does the research mean? Because there is always the possibility of upsets, and just because a team looks good throughout the season does not mean that they are necessarily going to go far. I mean, they can get upset. Things can happen. We certainly have seen that before. All right, a couple of quick things before that, however. And actually, this story is incredibly sad. Sean Bradley is an athlete who I covered when he was a center for the Dallas Mavericks. He was known as being just like the tallest dude because he was 7'6". And he was in Utah and he was bike riding in January and someone smashed into the back of him. He had neck fusion surgery, and he's paralyzed, so he's fighting to do the rehab and do everything he can, but pretty tough for a guy who was an athlete and, you know, certainly made himself as the traditional giant man in the middle. So the former NBA center finding himself there, we certainly wish him the best. He is a very, very good guy. And I want nothing but, again, good things for him because He was a giver, and he was always very, very nice to me. Just 48 years old, number two pick in the 93 draft. He was picked up by the 76ers after he spent a couple of years on a Mormon mission following his freshman year at BYU. And I think it was his blocking that was what people really, really paid attention to. And so a big chunk of that career was spent with the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. So sad news there. Okay, this is also something new that has bubbled up. This is kind of a breaking story. You've got two civil lawsuits that have been filed against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, alleging inappropriate conduct during massages on two separate occasions. The first lawsuit, filed Tuesday night, appeared on the Harris County District Clerk's website, because that's what happens. Then all of a sudden people see it, and then poof, it goes out there wide. And it talks about inappropriate conduct in a therapist's home in March of 2020. And the second lawsuit says that his behavior is part of a disturbing pattern of preying on vulnerable women. There was something on Instagram saying that there are six total cases against Watson, but only two lawsuits have been filed so far. So his answer to that was, I've never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. And we'll see. His attorney is Rusty Harden, and I know Rusty from his Texas Ranger days, an investor in the Texas Rangers, and he said that he spoke with Watson and agreed to represent him. He said, I'm comfortable with the kind of person he is, and I don't like to publicly comment until I get all the facts. He's got a great reputation in Houston, and the allegations are really inconsistent with the kind of person he is. So we'll see where these lawsuits go. The Texans and the NFL on Wednesday said they're aware of the matter. Of course, the NFL is not commenting right now, but they're going to watch this closely because this is something that obviously could just ix him, you know, right out, just out of, period, the league. But again, way too early to say anything like that. All right, so it is time for the NCAA tournament, and there are those bracket challenges, and normally, like I said, it's really seriously in offices. People are coming back, filling out brackets. People who could care less are not following men's basketball, you know, and it's just a thing. It's a thing that's part of the culture. I mean, what can I say? It is, right? So this year, all in Indianapolis, and when I look at the tournament, I looked at a couple of different things, and it's so easy to get swayed by teams that are hot heading into the tournament. People, you know, and that's what partially it's about, peaking in March. And who are the teams peaking in March? The Texas Longhorns won their last six games, including the Big 12 title. The Ramblers, Loyola Chicago, they also became a hot team. And they have a couple of star players, and defensively they're really, really head and shoulders above a lot of other teams. Georgia Tech, they were considered to be a bubble team, but then they had big wins over Duke and Syracuse and looked super good. And they've got an incredible forward, Moses Wright, who is almost unstoppable on the interior. So I don't. That's just a couple of thoughts on some of the hot, and the Crimson Tide. The Crimson Tide were in the running for a number one seed. They barely fell to two, and part of that is how they played in March and, of course, in February, too. They won six in a row, nine of their last 10, on the road to the SEC tournament, and I wouldn't count Alabama out. I think Alabama could go very, very far in the tournament, but And in fact, I have them in my Final Four. So I have Gonzaga and Alabama. I have Gonzaga coming out of the West. Comes down to get to the Final Four, them beating Iowa. And then I've got Gonzaga and Alabama playing on that side on the Final Four. Alabama gets there by knocking off, as a number two seed, knocking off the number five seed, Colorado. So that's one side for me, right? Coming out of the East, like I said, Alabama. Coming out of the West, Gonzaga. And then in the South, I like Texas Tech to beat Baylor, two really good teams. Baylor's the number one seed, so that would be a 6-1, but I like their odds. And then Houston and Illinois, so no great upsets there in the Midwest, Illinois being a 1 and Houston being a 2. And I look at Illinois and Texas Tech in that game, Illinois coming out of it. And in the game against Alabama, Gonzaga and Alabama, I think Gonzaga narrowly comes out of that one. I think they're going to be really close. At least two of those games are going to be buzzer-beater type games. And then Gonzaga and Illinois toe-to-toe. And I like Gonzaga to come out on top. It's almost tough for me to say that because I feel like I'm jinxing them because I have a little of the jinx thing. Like I can nail this and I can predict things, but you know, it's like looking into a crystal ball, no matter if you analyze it to death. But I think most people have Gonzaga, or a lot of people would have them. A lot of analysts that cover this day in and day out have them probably going at least to the Final Four, but will they be crowned national champs or not? You know, that's a whole different thing. And I just think, again, based on how their play is, it is very, very tough to go against the Bulldogs. And for my friends in Spokane, Washington, you're probably loving that I'm saying that. I mean, they were the West Coast champions, and they get into the tournament unscathed. Can they be the first team since 1976, and that would be the Hoosiers, to have a perfect season? To have a perfect season to come out of that, and they can. But they've got to be able to do it on the defensive side. Offensively, they are getting it done, but they will be challenged. A lot of people like Iowa. The Hawkeyes look great, and they've got a player who's being considered certainly on the short list for National Player of the Year, Luka Garza. And they've got a great offense. But I'm still sticking with Gonzaga to win the whole thing, for what it's worth, and because all of you asked. I got a ton of email about it, for goodness sake. Oh my gosh. We're talking about time next. Got a great author lined up. I love it when people talk about time, and you're going to love the way he does his book. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments
and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
Austin and Blinken will meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in later Thursday before leaving for Anchorage, Alaska, and a Friday summit with Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News. Democrats have been talking about changing or getting rid of the filibuster rule since taking control of the chamber. But the Senate Minority Leader refuses to let that happen.
I guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, two Democrat senators also coming out against the filibuster, Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Joins us this time around. He's written a book called Partners and in Time. And it's interesting because if you've listened to this show, you know that I am such a fan of going back in time, of time machines, of talking about remember this and then taking the equation and turning it upside down. And he did a brilliant job of doing that because he takes us into modern times and then into the 1800s, specifically 1879, and what he does with the people in it is so fascinating. David, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So explain, first of all, what made you take time and go in this direction of taking the couples and putting this all together. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, first of all, I've been fascinated with time travel since I was a kid. And in the early 1980s, I read a book, Past Lives, Future Lives. And that kind of started me on a spiritual journey. And through the years, you know, I've been fortunate to speak with some very talented people that helped me uncover aspects regarding my current life as well as some of my past lives. And I've always enjoyed writing, whether it was creating stories or just jotting philosophies for fun. But one day I got the inspiration to write Part of the Time.
So you get the inspiration to do it because you've had this time thing, and you know from your own exploration things that have happened. Tell us the story. Tell us about Partners in Time.
Okay. The premise of Partners in Time was to create a story that involved two separate couples, takes place in two different time zones. Now, Lester and Clara from 1879 Virginia and Tim and Sarah from Ohio in 2011. Now, the surmise is that they are a karmic couple. However, instead of it being a past life and a future life, in perceived time, it's constructed as though everything is happening now or simultaneously. Now, the book begins where both couples in each time zone, you know, they're routinely going about their everyday existence. However, a crisis arises in Lester and Clara's life, where Lester loses his employment and ultimately is forced to leave his family so as to work hundreds of miles away. Now, when Clara, his wife, also reluctantly allows her two young sons to attend a boarding school shortly after her husband departs, she is then left alone at home in a remote area. This isolation creates conflicting emotions, bitterness, and loneliness that she has to deal with. Now, as this 1800 couple is undergoing these life-altering conflicts, Tim and Sarah in the 21st century begin to experience a perplexing relationship turmoil. Sarah inexplicably, and for no apparent reason, starts exhibiting emotional distress bordering on mental instability. This puts a tremendous strain on Tim and Sarah's marriage. And this conflict with Tim and Sarah continues verbatim simultaneously as the crisis involving Lester and Clara of 1879 Virginia is unfolding. Now, in this story, one chapter is devoted to the 1800 couple, while the following chapter is devoted to the 21st century. Now, the book was structured so that Lester and Clara's life in 1879 Virginia would be the catalyst to the unsettled circumstances that are occurring simultaneously in 2011 following Tim and Sarah. And the thing is, these two couples are never aware of the opposite couple or time zones of any karmic connection, at least until the husbands have an enlightening experience that gives them a glimpse of the other lifetime. And that consequently leads to a degree of awareness for them. Now, one thing about this story is there's a variety of unique associations, you know, kind of quirky associations involving people's names, town names, and unfolding circumstances that give the storyline a connectivity between the two time zones. You know, one example of this would be early in the book, Tim and Sarah of 2011, Ohio, they go to a seafood restaurant for dinner. Well, the place is decorated with maritime decor. And while in there, Tim notices a painting on the wall of a small 19th century fishing boat with several fishermen hauling in a catch. This scene has a perplexing effect on him, for no apparent reason. Well, the irony of it, of course, is that Lester, 1879 Virginia, is forced to leave his family to work on a fishing boat, you know, hundreds of miles from home. Well, that's one of the examples. You know, another one would be where Tim, he works with a secretary whose name is Virginia. And he ultimately confides in her concerning his marriage crisis. And he also confides in her whenever he has this kind of enlightening experience. She helps him unravel the meaning of it. Well, that irony is that Lester also has a similar enlightening experience in 1879, and he confides in a lady friend that he met at the Harbor Inn in the town that he's staying in, and she helps him unravel the meaning of it. Well, these enlightening glimpses that they have ultimately help lead to the resolution in both time zones. But that's primarily what the storyline is and how it unfolds.
Yeah, it is fascinating, and you know, taking us to that restaurant, and it made me think when you had to. I think it would be easier in the modern times, but when you had to go back into the 1800s, what did you have to do? Did you have to do a little bit of research on that to kind of flesh that out a little bit?
I did a lot of research in the 1800s. and pages and pages of research so that I had, would have everything, you know, basically intact how it might have existed.
Wow. Incredible. You know, such two different times and then how you melded them together. And I think you get lost in this story. And when you write a good novel, a great story, people, that's what you want for people to have that happen. What do you want people to take away from reading Partners in Time?
Well, you know, I didn't really write it for a purpose, but I constructed it out of a passion that I have, obviously, because I've been studying this sort of concept decades, along with, of course, I've had a fascination with time travel that began when I was a kid. But the story really is only a fictional depiction of two lifetimes occurring simultaneously. You know, it's not intended to be really a referendum on how the now time may or may not operate if it exists. But I'm comfortable with viewing my life with this type of openness. Now, in that regard, if someone chooses to read it, and if they look at their own life with a different perspective, then fine. However, everyone is unique. So if, on the other hand, by reading this book, it strengthens the resolve of their beliefs for contrary to this, then that's great, too. Because that's the way they should feel, by holding truth to their conviction. So that's the way I look at that.
Yeah, I like that. And again, you can get Partners in Time on Amazon. David, will you write another book? Are there any future books? Because you wrote two other books. Are there others down the road?
Yes, I've actually already completed two books after Partners in Time. One of those is Time Warp Lounge, and the other one is Time Quandary. Now, those haven't been published yet. So I hope to have them published sooner rather than later. And they're more of a time travel traditional element involved in those as opposed to Partners in Time. And I hope to get those published, you know, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, how fun to take the whole time conundrum. I mean, it's just looking at time and looking at different elements. And like you said, diving into the 1800s and then taking these couples and, wow, and just that moment that the two husbands have, I think, is so vivid and it feels so real. And you do escape into it. There's no question about that. I can't wait to see what comes up next for you, David. And if people, I've been mentioning Amazon, is there any place that else that people should go to see your work?
Well, you know, I have a simple website. It's called timewarplounge.jimdo.com, actually. And these two new books that I've already written, you know, I have an excerpt on them on the website. It's from my unedited manuscript. The books haven't been professionally edited yet. But, you know, if anybody wants to read an excerpt of those are on there. Also, I delved in a little bit about a past life that, you know, my wife had in the mid-1800s from Virginia.
Mm.
Now, Partners in Time it's only vaguely has an inclination of that. But I mentioned a few things about that. But also, Partners in Time, there's a link to Amazon there where that book can also be purchased. So
Perfect. Right, so go there. So that's a good place to go because then all roads lead to your website or, like we said, Amazon, or they double back there. Lots of roads.
Right.
That's a good thing. David, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you having me on, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we come to the end of this hour, really talking about what's buzzing across the land is one, woohoo, if you're an entrepreneur especially and you're scurrying to try to get taxes in and you've got the first quarter of 2021 to worry about, maybe get a little bit of a break because now the tax deadline has been extended to May 17th. I'm not surprised with the stimulus checks and all that is happening with the IRS. It makes sense that they would have push that off. I was surprised that hadn't happened earlier. So maybe a break if you need it. Maybe it doesn't even matter to you whatsoever, but that's what's happening. And then there's the word that the president in an interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC said, as you heard at the top of this hour, that he was not going to raise taxes. He's not pushing to raise taxes because Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, said, oh, they're going to raise taxes across the board. And he said only for people making $400,000 or more, not a penny for anybody under that number. So there you go. We'll see. Famous last words. You know, I just think, read my lips. Remember that? That bit, the Bush one. Okay, so I think that besides that, perhaps, and getting stimulus checks, a lot of people got them on St. Patrick's Day, is this 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long. So he goes into an Atlanta spa, and he just starts firing. And then he drives away and goes to another spa and then walks across the street and goes to another spa. In the meantime, there was, you know, chaos, obviously. 911 lines were blown up and people were panicked. There were six women and two men ultimately killed. Six women were Asian, so immediately the red flags go up. The women of Asian descent, is this hate crimes against Asian Americans? But when just initially in what Robert Long himself said to the cops is that he had a sex addiction and that he felt that that was
one of the places that motivated him. He had been in rehab for sex addiction. He was racked with guilt about his sexual urges. This, according to a couple of people who lived with him in what they call transitional housing. And he said it himself. He was deeply religious. He couldn't control his desire to visit massage parlors and engage in sexual acts. So it sent him into big depression. And this was a year ago and the year before that. And then he would relapse and then feel guilty because of his Christian faith. So in the end, eight counts of murder. And doesn't it really hit home the mark that he's leaving on these local businesses? And again, it was sad and crazy to hear this when this story was breaking. I mean, terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. All right. Something else I think, you know, I always say that this show is about what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, what we're all talking about. And isn't it always the weather? I say that at least three times a week. So, again, not to be a parrot, the parrot Kate, but it's what we talk about. If we were actually out there in the real world getting on elevators, how many times does a stranger turn to you and say, oh, it's brutal out there today. Oh, the rain. Oh, the heat. Oh, the whatever. But talk about ominous, these storms that have ripped through the South. I went to the grocery store and I kind of felt like Guinness is in the car. I might get caught up in some kind of a funnel. I'm not kidding. I don't know that I've ever been in that kind of a wind storm. At least 9 tornadoes were reported across the South by late Wednesday afternoon, 6 in Alabama, 2 in Mississippi, 1 in Louisiana. Tuscaloosa. I know some of you are listening to me there. It was so bad, and you think that's right near Alabama. A lot of the kids down in the parking garage, I mean, they were, you know, they had to take cover somewhere. It's very scary. I mean, you look at some of the video of a tornado touching down, and it was exactly as predicted. It was one of these I call them the wide body, because they're long. They're long tornadoes, and you forget, you know, Tornado Alley and the twister that there was a twister that touched down in Selma, Alabama, and somebody got some video of it. And I was looking at the video and I thought, boy, oh boy, who's ever taken this video? I hope they have some place to dive into, because this is just terrible. I mean, you know, you've got these rotating supercells, and you just go and look at some of the video. I think in a way it'll blow your mind. When I first got a job out of school and I worked in Nebraska and knew nothing about tornadoes, because of course I grew up with hurricanes, equally as scary, and I was in a big one, but that's a story for another time, but no real experience with twisters, and people warned me about that, and I had no clue. Like, I'm glad they did, because sirens would go off. What are the sirens? The sirens mean you have to take cover. That means, yeah, there's a tornado warning. And so I got my fill of seeing the damage and seeing what that was like, and it really is something to see. And sadly, for anybody in those situations, I feel for you. Please, please get out of the way. Go to tornado shelters. Pay attention to whatever they're saying, because you cannot never 100% forecast exactly, of course you can't, where it's going to touch down. And that's what makes it very, very, very tricky, because you don't know. I mean, it's you get a little bit more warning usually at least with the potential of a hurricane than you do with twisters, although they're getting better and better at coming up with ways to, predict it. All right, I think this is worth mentioning. I don't know that it got a lot of play. I mean, I think nationally there were some people that talked about it, but, you know, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, you know, how much is he worth? One of the richest men in the world. And you have a lot of workers at Amazon that talk about what the conditions are like. I mean, of course, you see the commercials where I love working at Amazon. Again, commercials. But there was an Amazon warehouse employee who testified before the Senate Budget Committee on Wednesday about what he called the grueling hours, work, you know, the working conditions that led her and others to organize a union election that's currently underway. And this is one spot, and this is in Alabama. And what Jennifer Bates said in her testimony is that Amazon brags it pays workers above the minimum wage. What they don't tell you is what those jobs are really like. And I thought, When I listened to what she said, I thought, oh, this is the worst. She said, we got to keep up the pace. My workday feels like a 9-hour intense workout every day. They track our every move. If your computer isn't scanning, you get charged with being time off task. From the onset, she said she learned that if she worked too slow or had too much time off task, she could be disciplined or even fired. Wow. I mean, you know there's going to be checks and balances, of course. And has anyone worked in a warehouse ever? I did when I was in school, and it was hard. It was hard work, but they weren't tracking our every movement. So she was invited by Senator Bernie Sanders, to speak on the topic of income and wealth inequality crisis in America on that. And Jeff Bezos, by the way, was also invited to speak, but declined the offer. And, in a statement, an Amazon spokesperson said, we've endorsed Senator Sanders' efforts to reduce income inequality with legislation to increase the federal minimum wage. But I think the big takeaway on this is, what are your working conditions? I mean, if you feel like every day you're running a marathon and, you know, you're being timed and a little too much of this, a little too much of that, you're going to get docked, or my gosh, you're going to get fired. And just that statement, my workday feels like a 9-hour intense workout every day. Every day. Yeah. All right. And then some other things I think that really kind of tripped up for me, and I'll mention this, but I'm going to mention this one because now more people are going to start to fly, we think, you know, provided what's going on with the pandemic. There's still concerns about the variants and a tick up, so things can change in different directions. But with the vaccines rolling out, people are thinking about traveling again. That's true. But now you got, you know, everything we have has battery packs, right? Think of your phones, everything you have to charge up. I mean, that's what it is, right? So all battery packs face some pretty strict guidelines for air travel. And those lithium ion rechargeable batteries and portable batteries that can contain them can only be packed in carry-on luggage. And they're limited to a 100 watt hour per battery. With airline approval, you can bring two larger spare batteries up to 160. So can you imagine jumping through those hoops, right? But there's reasons for that because of what happens to the battery sometimes on the flight. The TSA, by the way, won't take away any of the batteries that they list, so you can use them to keep your mobile devices charged and ready to go. But like smartphone, tablet, laptop, that kind of stuff. So it has to be in the FAA regulations, right? So if you're taking a trip, just check that out so you don't get caught with that. That would be the worst. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.